And now we're going to talk about rheumatoid arthritis for a few minutes and the Hunt study results, which looked at a large population, and it looked at rheumatoid arthritis, or RA, and how it might be associated with increased risk of major osteoporotic features, or MOF, which they called it, compared with patients without rheumatoid arthritis. And they found that rheumatoid arthritis patients had a higher association with MOFs, or major osteoporotic fractures, but they also saw that patients treated with biological disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs, or DMARDs, showed no association with these major osteoporotic events. So let's go back a step. Compared to the general population, the rheumatoid arthritis patients have reduced bone mineral density and increased fracture risk. We know that. Although bone-sparing properties for DMARDs, or biological DMARDs, have been demonstrated, the effect of different types of DMARDs on reducing fracture risk hasn't really been explored in great detail. And so to answer this question, Dr. Inge Bjørg Tronstad from the Norwegian University of Science and Technology in Norway performed the Trøndelag Health Study, which is shortened to HUNT, which was a population-based longitudinal study looking at 96,354 participants who were classified based on whether or not they had rheumatoid arthritis according to existing patient records or per international classification of disease codes, and that was ICD-9 and 10, and the American College of Rheumatology European League Against Rheumatism criteria. Disease status was registered at baseline, and it was updated if RA was diagnosed later. Accordingly, 1,033 patients had RA, and that was a mean age of 46.3 years, a little bit more than half, 53% were women, and 95,321 did not, so pretty similar levels. Of the former, 401 were diagnosed before inclusion in the study, and 632 were diagnosed during follow-up. So any MOFs diagnosed were also recorded, as well as the use of DMARDs. And Dr. Tronstad classified patients into three groups. There were 57 patients who had never used DMARDs, so they were called the never DMARDs. The 727 patients, so a lot more, using conventional synthetic DMARDs only. And there were 230 patients who had never used biological DMARDs. Participants were followed up until the first MOF, or death, or emigration, or end of follow-up in 2021. Dr. Tronstad revealed that the patients with rheumatoid arthritis, regardless of treatment, had an almost 50% increased risk of MOF compared with patients without rheumatoid arthritis, with a hazard ratio of 1.44. Additionally, the incidence rates of MOF per 1,000 person years were higher in rheumatoid arthritis overall and in all DMARD treatment groups compared with non-rheumatoid arthritis patients. After Cox regression analyses adjusted for age, sex, and smoking status, it was found that across the three treatment groups, people who had never taken DMARDs had the highest risk of MOF with a hazard ratio of 2.05, followed by the synthetic DMARD group, so that's a hazard ratio of 1.5, and in contrast, treatment with biological DMARDs did not significantly correlate with the incidence of MOF, and that was a hazard ratio of 1.03. That data is pretty strong, actually, I think. The authors concluded that even though rheumatoid arthritis is associated with MOF, it is encouraging that those individuals treated with BDMARDs had no association with MOF, and this should be considered in the future treatment regimens and the guidelines ultimately for rheumatoid arthritis patients. Interesting stuff. The Hunt study, that was called.